Tonight at Lincoln Center in New York City, early music expert Jordi Savall takes his audience to Jerusalem. Savall has earned acclaim for resurrecting forgotten music from the Renaissance and the Baroque era, but this is different. The Jerusalem Project speaks to the clash of cultures and religions that has torn the city apart and transports its audience from biblical days right up to the present, as Lara Pellegrinelli reports.
Jordi Savall says he doesn't believe in formal religion, but that there's something about Jerusalem, the city endlessly destroyed and rebuilt by man in his quest for sacred power. Even the topography and the rise of its stony hills calls forth the spiritual.
Jerusalem is a city that makes you feeling you are very close to the heaven, because the clouds, they are very close, because the city is in a high space, and you feel absolutely different than any other city in the world.
Shalom,
Jerusalem, city of heavenly and earthly peace, was conceived by Savall and his wife, singer Montserrat Figueres. It presents music from the city's seven major historical periods, starting with the Battle of Jericho from the Old Testament. Legend has it the trumpets of Joshua's army brought down the city walls. Most early music specialists are content to pore over treatises and debate instrumental techniques with the goal of accurately realizing the works of past masters. And Jordi Savall has built his reputation over four decades doing just that. But he sees himself in the service of the living. So for the Jerusalem Project, Savall ditched the books and took to the streets.
Going from synagogue to mosque, from Armenian church to another churches, and listen, was like, Indiana Jones. For sometimes we have listened in a small bar, a Sufi singer. It was very exciting. We have seen so many different ways to sing.
To realize the music, Savall brought together members of his ensemble, Hesperion 21, the Sufi players of El Darwish, and musicians from 14 countries across Europe and the Middle East. But this is more than just a feel-good project about transcending politics.
When we go back to medieval times, then we see how the music from these cultures are similar. It's the same spirit.
For example, listen to a setting of the Spanish Jewish physician Judah Halevi's beautiful city, Light of the World. Then compare it with Muslim voyager Ibn Battuta's The Dome of the Rock.
I think music is being used so creatively in the midst of this Arab-Israeli conflict.
Karen Armstrong, a noted religious historian, is the author of Jerusalem, One City, Three Faiths. She says every faith has its sacred geography.
Each culture has developed a myth of the lost paradise at the beginning of time, the Garden of Eden, where human beings, animals, lived together without enmity. And the holy place in Jerusalem has always been an attempt to return imaginatively through ritual to that sense of what in Hebrew is called shalom, which is often translated peace, but really means a sense of wholeness and completeness.
For Savall, the Jerusalem Project embodies the great difficulties of living together.
Sometimes we've asked an Egyptian, a very good musician, to come to play with us. We discuss about money, about dates, and then he asked me, but what are the musicians they play here? I say, well, they are Armenian, they are Spanish, and Israelis. Oh, if they are Israelis, they cannot come. Because I'm living 100 kilometers from a place where people are killed by bombs, my people will not understand that I make music with them. You know, I respect this. I mean, this program reflected all the conflicts that we have today in this area.
At the end of Savall's performances, musicians intone a plea for peace based on a melody known across the Mediterranean in Greek, Arabic, Hebrew, Armenian, and Ladino.
My reflection is, why we have so much difficulty in the reality to bring all these people together. Because we don't give enough space to these aspects of the culture that we can share, that we can be together.
If we can come together in a small place like a concert hall, Saval says, we should be able to do it in a big place. All we have to do is allow people to be human together, away from strife. For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in New York.
You can hear Jordi Savall's Jerusalem Project live tonight at nprmusic.org. The comedian Jack Benny turned the age of 39 into a national joke. It's the age you claim when claiming your age is no longer fun. So, with mixed emotions, we note that on May 3rd, 1971, a radio show was born, a show dedicated to telling important stories with sound. And 39 years later, you are still listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.